with brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers! When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Walt up to the road rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. You don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. By the way, being in the doghouse is a special occasion, so you could use that. But you don't need a special occasion. Any day makes a great day to give a gift from Turner's Jewelers. Make an ordinary day feel like a milestone with a little sparkle from Turner's. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. I mean, think about that, Ramon. Think about how many advertisers we have that have been in business. Like Turner's, over 65
years. That's the truth. Years. A lot of our advertisers right. have been in business a long time.
And that tells you something. You know, there's a reason somebody stays in business. And the basic reason somebody stays in business that long is that they do the right thing for the customers. That's why. That's Turner's. Their selection's unparalleled. It's not a chain. It's a special place. whether it's a just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's will help you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You want something as unique as she is? Design a one-of-a-kind piece with Turner's Expert Jewelers. If you could dream it up, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. Sending kids off to college, mark the milestone with a keepsake they'll treasure forever. And tailgates and touchdowns aren't the only highlights this fall. A gift from Turner's is worth celebrating. When it's time to say I do, nobody does I do like Turner's Jewelers. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is great for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches that elevate your style. Looking for a pre-owned Rolex? Turner's has a stunning selection at prices worth celebrating. Discover estate pieces and designer jewelry that will turn heads and start conversations. Turner's in-house team also offers appraisals, repairs, cleaning to help keep your jewelry sparking. Ramona has basically been involved in every single thing Turner's has to offer.
I have. That's
You've
absolutely
tried it all.
True.
You've tried
that's
the entire
absolutely one. True.
and she lives over there and she loves it. You will too. It's always the right time to give a Turner's Blue Box. It never goes out of style. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. I promise you will thank me later. All right, back to the phones, and it is Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. First and foremost, Kelly and I sat right beside Mark at Picks and Bills, and he designed her ring, and so kudos to Turner's. I've been in there for many watches, and again, I promote everything you do.
Thank you, John.
Everything the report does.
Thank you. I mean, we appreciate that.
I visit all those businesses, and it's never been negative for me.
Thank you,
but,
John.
So thanks for that. Walt, I got a question.
Yeah.
Not going to talk about Clemson today. We all know what happened over there. My question is LSU.
Yep.
The defense under Blake Baker seems to be
outstanding.
Elite.
Yep.
I mean, elite.
Yep.
And it's taken us a couple of years to get there. But it seems to be, on the offensive side of the ball, kind of like what South Carolina's doing.
100%.
They've kind of constricted Garrett Nussmeier, and we know that he can throw the long ball, and yet we're not doing it.
Right.
And then it looked like to me the other day, they played very conservative, not to lose the game, but to manage the game. And I'm okay with that, but here's my question to you. What happens when you play a team like Texas A&M that can put 40 points on the board?
Yep.
What happens when you play a team like, the other teams that can score points?
Yeah.
Is that defense going to be able to hold up? That's my question, Walt.
Yeah, I think, John, you are excuse me. I think you're all over it. I think LSU needs to wake up. I'm not sure what they're doing. I think Baker's been terrific. I think what Baker did to Napier and Lagway is why Napier needs to be fired. Basically, Baker knew every single play call for Florida. He knew exactly what they were going to do, and he took it away. And he basically baited their quarterback into throwing interceptions, and Lagway committed to doing so not one, not two, not three, not four, but five times. But here's the other part of why you're right. You were the beneficiary of five turnovers, and you still only scored 20 points, which is just craziness. And that is not going to last. And if Brian Kelly and company think that you can keep playing this way, he's 100% wrong, because you're going to suffer three or four losses moving forward, because you just can't do that. You can't rely on just defense. So we've gone from the last few years all the way back through the Daniels period of relying just on offense with no defense. Now we're going to be just defense with no offense, which is insane for an offense with the talent and the quarterback talent that Nussmeier has. There's no question.
So my question
they're trying to limit mistakes, but in so doing, they're not letting Nussmeier be Nussmeier. And yeah, who throws it vertically better than anybody else in the country, they're not letting him throw it vertically, which is just dumb.
So my question to you is, Walt, I mean, this perimeter game, and I'm serious about this. When do you get away from that and unleash what Nussmeier can do? I mean, granted, he had a sack and he threw an interception. Yeah. I get all that. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make bad reads. But the truth of the matter is, if we're going to live in the perimeter game, we better have a better running game, because you've totally, totally abandoned Caden Durham.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, that's a game, quite honestly – given what the defense did and the number of turnovers, you should have easily scored 40 points and it should have been a complete blowout. Instead, you were still in a football game late, which is astonishing. And so, yeah.
And I get it. Florida's got some dogs up front. I mean, every one of those guys, I mean, all four of those guys on the defensive line are dogs. I mean, every one of those guys are going to go to the NFL. I mean, Florida's got a great defense. What they don't have is a great offense.
Yeah.
But here's what my question is, when you play a good offense Texas A&M, what the heck's going to happen then?
Yeah, you're going to lose. I mean, you've got to, okay, you fix the defense. Now it's time to turn Nussmeier and Cast loose. And if you do that, then you're a national championship contender. If you can blend those things, then you're a national championship contender. But you never win a national championship playing the way you're playing now. Florida sucks.
That's right.
Which we already proved. They lost to South Florida. South Florida just got destroyed by Miami. So, you know, that little story died. And so, when you look ahead and the prospect of playing better teams, your offense is going to have to join the fray. It's ridiculous.
Do you think they'll unleash it, Walt?
I do. Yeah, you know, Brian Kelly had to answer a lot of questions about this in the aftermath of that game, and I'm guessing that they wake up a little here, but we'll see. But, yeah, I think you raised the question of the day, John, as it comes to LSU.
Yeah. Thanks, Walt.
Yep, thank you, John. Yep, I think you're all over it. This LSU needs to be a complete team. This offense should score 40 points a game, and right now you're not allowing for any of that. You're basically trying to say, okay, we're going to limit all the turnovers, we're going to rely more on the running game, and we're going to rely on our defense, which why would you take one of the best players at the position in the country away from your own offense? It's just craziness. It's the Dean Smith, Michael Jordan thing again. And LSU needs to wake up, because you survived a crappy Florida team, but you're not going to survive any other real team playing like this moving forward. You're not. And you won solely because of Baker in that game. Back to the phones. Excuse me. It is Matthew and Anderson. Matthew, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, Walt, how you doing today?
Good, buddy? Matthew. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, do you know right off the top of your head, Haynes King's recruiting number out of high school?
No, I don't.
Oh, I looked it up before I called just to be sure I had the right answer. He was 127th.
Yeah,
and he originally committed to A&M.
Yep.
And then he transferred to Georgia Tech, whatever. I just wanted to throw that out there for everybody to taking context.
I will say this, Matthew. He was a highly regarded guy. He was at Elite 11. You know, when he went to Texas A&M, he did carry big expectations with him. He was not this guy then, I can tell you that. I watched him at A&M, and at the time, I didn't think he'd ever play anywhere again. So you talk about a guy who reinvented himself and built himself up into the player that he's been.
Remember him getting on the field with A&M.
Yeah.
I remember, and he struggling, but that was with Jimbo. So we know all that good stuff. But I have seen him progress, and I just wanted to say, as a Clemson fan, I really tip my hat to the guy.
Exactly,
he had a lot more heart than we did, and that's what football is all about, Walt. It's about it's not always the highest rated guy.
Yep.
It's not always this. It's not always glitz and glamour. And I really think 60% of our guys, Clemson, is their issue is mental. And I believe 40% is something to do physically with the players not reacting to the play calls right, people being hurt, or blah, 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 all the above, that 40%. That being said, I've watched the game again. I do this every time before I call you just so I can have a good analogy to give you. The reason I say that it's 40% is because I've seen so many open plays again. I mean, open receivers throwing their hands up, jumping up and down. And there was one more thing else I wanted to bring to your attention. Tristan Smith. I just don't see why we won't give him a ball to see what will happen. Yeah. I know it's hard to get anybody the ball right now, but Cole Turner, I love Cole, man. I mean, dude, I want him to show up probably more than anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Cole gets hit and he goes down. Maybe Tristan breaks that tackle.
Well, and all we did is, you know, all camp, all we heard was Tristan Smith. It was like a stuck record. It was just Tristan Smith. And then we get the season. Yeah, where's Tristan Smith?
This ain't like self-thinking this, or I'm his cousin or something, saying, man, we need to put my cousin in. No, this is something that you guys told us that we should be on the lookout for. This guy is meshing great with our guys and competing for a starting position. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. I think that's, again, part of the frustration with the fan base is that, you know, we're told about all these other guys and Randall and the running back room, and they're all late, and Eze is, you know, incredibly explosive and a violent runner, and Gideon Davidson was the best freshman in America, and yet we don't see these guys. And again, I think Randall needs supplementation right now, because as of now, he's not a 30 carry a guy running back. He's never carried the ball. I mean, at the collegiate level. So he's just not accustomed to that. So even though he looks like he's built for it, he just clearly isn't. And he asked out of that game a number of times because he needed relief, which I understand completely. I actually think he's one of the achievers on this team. And that list right now, list is relatively short. That list is like five or six guys. And who
TJ Moore to me, that's another thing. TJ Moore to me is stopping on routes. He's not doing the little things. I guess that's the reason he's not getting the ball like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
But Bryant Wesco is working his tail off.
He is. Right. And we all saw the one drop, and the one drop was an important play, and you'd like to have that back. But let's be honest, without Wesco's impact, you would never have been in a position where that one drop would have mattered at all. I mean, without him, you know, he's one of the guys on the short list right now that's really playing well. I mean, you know,
I got another announcement. I want this. I don't want to be loud, but I want everybody to hear me. Everybody in Clemson Nation, hear this. Whoever is thinking that this prosperous idea that Dabo Swinney needs to be run out of town are complete.
Utterly
fool.
Yep. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, again, I am getting a lot of that on social media, and I think that's. That's utterly laughable. I mean, you know, two things can be true. You can be going through some difficulties and not playing, and you can question things. It's fair to question things. As long as you have some sort of perspective on reality and history and everything else. I mean, you win 10 games every year. Right? So in your worst seasons under Dabo Swinney, you win 10 games. People aren't happy right now, and quite honestly, I think they deserve to be unhappy. I think it's legitimate conversation until you get to the point of, well, you know, I don't know, if this keeps going, we're going to need to fire Dabo Swinney. No, that's just dumb. You know, meet Tommy West. Meet Tommy Bowden. This is who you've been largely, you know, since you were a national championship team under Danny Ford. This is largely who you've been. You've been, you know, basically asleep for decades. So, you know, remember where Dabo Swinney brought the program from. You know, it's perfectly legitimate to question things, to have concerns and these type of things. As long as you don't go to the point of, Because we've been doing nothing but questioning these things. As long as you don't go to the point of talking about, you know, moving on from Dabo Swinney. Because that's dumb. If the guy wants a lifetime deal, you should give him a lifetime deal. I mean, I think that maybe subtle change is in order? Yeah, I think maybe you're to that point. And maybe that involves a coordinator. Maybe that involves a greater commitment to the portal. I'm not sure. We'll see moving forward. But, obviously things over these last 10 games or so, going back to last year, have not gone as you'd like. And you're not beating any of the quality teams on your schedule. And quite honestly, those games generally come down to quarterback play. When you play one quality team versus another quality team, those games generally come down to quarterback play. And the quarterback that plays better wins the games. Well, that's what's happened in both games this year, for example. Nussmeier outplayed Cade Klubnik, and Haynes King outplayed Cade Klubnik, obviously. Quick break. And we'll be right back with Orange Tiger and Greg. And for the first time all day, I have some open lines. You can grab them right now if you know what you want to talk about. And we're still on the Clemson football topic. We have a lot of other college football to cover, but most of that's probably going to have to wait until tomorrow. So if you want your last word on Clemson and or South Carolina these last 35 minutes or so, you can get in right now and do that.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF and Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson men's golf team, under the guidance of Jordan Bird, will be one of 12 teams competing in the Invitational at the Honors Course in Chattanooga, Tennessee, starting today and then concluding tomorrow. The teams will play 36 holes today. They'll go 18 tomorrow at a course designed by Pete Dye that opened in 1983, and it's a course that has hosted both a U.S. amateur and the NCAA tournament. Clemson, Duke, and Virginia are the ACC teams in the field. SEC teams include Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Auburn. Marquette, the host school, UT Chattanooga, College of Charleston, and Pepperdine round out the field. National rankings have not been released, but it's anticipated that as many as 7 of the top 10 teams in the nation will be in the field today and tomorrow. Clemson coming off a tie for second place in the 16-team field at the Myrtle Beach Golf Trips Intercollegiate. Thomas Higgins will be in the number one position for Coach Bird in the Clemson lineup. He had an 8th-place finish at Myrtle Beach thanks to a 5-under par 211 score. Don't forget, Tiger Hour with Dabo Swinney tonight along network lines from 8 to 9. Hope that you'll be able to join us. As always, go Tigers!
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. There haven't been many teams in the country that have looked good thus far to me. There just haven't been. I think it's really difficult to pick out the top teams still. I think we still need more information. And we're still away from, you know, the proving ground games. This was the first step this past weekend. But one team that I thought we would learn something about this weekend was Miami. And, you know, I had Miami, I think, 11th before the year began. And I said heading into this weekend that, you know, that I thought it was a really interesting game against South Florida because it set up to tell us something about who Miami was. That if they, you know, beat South Florida in some sort of close game, it would mean that they really are like the 10th, 11th best team. And I said, if they blow out South Florida, I said, then people are going to have to start to consider the possibility that Miami might actually be a national championship contender. And I know that some people hate that. But the reality is that they just destroyed South Florida. I picked them. I mean, I thought that they would handle South Florida. I thought they were too tough at the line of scrimmage for South Florida. But, you know, South Florida had beaten two ranked teams. Whether they deserved to be ranked or not, they were ranked. And Miami destroyed them. So Miami's raising their hand and saying, look at us in terms of this national championship hunt. I think they're legitimately in the mix. And in terms of the ACC and how this thing plays out, I mean, I think you'd have to say right now that the three leading contenders are for the ACC championship game are Miami, Georgia Tech, and Florida State. I think those are the three teams from what we've seen early on that you would have to say those are the three teams that you're most likely to get in an ACC championship setting. Now, teams can change over the course of the year. Maybe that happens with Clemson. Maybe that happens with SMU. You know, we'll see. More to be determined. Orange Tiger, Greg, and Spurs Up. I'll come right to you. Don't move. Let me tell you about Moretti's, Ramona. I'm craving Moretti's. Hey, listen. If you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, you don't need to worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. You can skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. You don't need to do that. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, not doughy, just perfect crust. Baked to perfection, a real stone oven. It's awesome. I had the Greek pizza. It was unbelievable. Ramona had a different pizza. We exchanged. It was awesome. Absolutely unbelievable. The Buffalo wings, oh man, crispy on the outside, juicy inside with that spicy, buttery kick and tangy finish. The Buffalo wings are incredible. They believe they're the best on the planet. I think they might be right. And they're all original, authentic Buffalo recipes. The original owner, who, by the way, still hangs out at Moretti's, is a guy who was from Buffalo and brought all this goodness with him. And now Jeff and Luke own it. Jeff is all Clemson, father, son, Luke, all South Carolina. So interesting marriage. You ever hear of beef on whack? Probably not unless you're from Buffalo. Tender, slow-roasted roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dipping and dunking. Trust me, it's incredible. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, a huge night at Moretti's, so much more. Full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are separated. Sports fans, they got you covered. There are giant screen TVs everywhere. One wall is nothing but. Every Clemson game plays. Every NFL game is broadcast. And if you have a favorite team, they'll gladly put your game on one of their TVs that you sit adjacent to. It's Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Oh, there's Joe Ramona. Joe always comes in. Joe comes in after Joe talked all that noise about Vanderbilt and then gets the bully beat down by Vanderbilt. That's not good. Orange Tiger. Orange Tiger, appreciate you hanging in there.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Orange Tiger.
Hey, listen. Listen, first off, I want to talk about the broadcast of that game. Man, what was going on with every single play? When we had to go through the review thing, we had to go back to somewhere where they're doing and they're showing this. Yeah, everybody looking at, okay, that play, okay, them guys didn't get it right. Or, you know, and then they're telling the refs what to do. And I was texting my buddy. I was like, Houston, we have a problem. You need to tell the refs how to make the call on the game. I'm like, what in the crap? I watched a bunch of games all weekend long. I didn't see that at all. Anywhere else. I'm like, that was annoying as crap. I did not like that.
You didn't like the transparency of it? Instead of just getting the raw call where they tell us how it is, you didn't like the fact that we got a little peek like inside?
They were micromanaging the crap out of those refs. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't understand that. I didn't see any other game since ours, but that's fine. Okay.
You know, you make an interesting point. In a way, they were sort of leading the witness a little bit.
Well, I mean, it just seems like everything was – I mean, the ref couldn't even, look at his replay because he was somebody in his ear.
That's what replay does,
I was like, maybe that's the way it's going on, but nobody else had that, But that one particular game, that's fine, whatever. It was getting on my nerves. I'm like, good grief. But at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my prediction – Syracuse this weekend. Mr. Fran, I think that's his last name.
Fran Brown.
Yeah. Well, he has his boys. They run after they didn't do so well.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah. I mean, and then our guys, I guess we're not doing any running after any losses or any of that. I guess everybody's just getting a trophy and some ice cream after a loss. I don't know. I mean, that's the way I feel about our program right now. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to come in, and he – remember last year when he says, I got you, Dad. Yeah, I got you in there. Yeah. I got you in there. Yeah. He's coming to collect. And I think we're going to lose by 3 points
again. Wow. Okay. All
right. I'm going to call it right now. Yeah. 3 points again. We're going to lose again by 3 points. And it's going to be a nail biter again. We can't move the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, and our defense is going to be on the field the whole time again. It's the same story every single dang week. You know, I'm not saying fire Dabo. I'm not doing any of that. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm just telling you the realistics.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And then finally, I got a question for you, but I'm going to add to it so you'll know what I'm asking here.
Right.
NIL.
Yeah.
I think this was probably the biggest problem child we have in our program right now because – you know, you look at Cade, you know, he's making all these – he makes more money than me and you, dude. And he's a millionaire, and he's garbage. And then I wonder if – are we managing that NIL like these other programs? Because these other programs across the country, I mean, going to have the same problem, but it seems like everybody's managing it better than we are. So – you know,
yeah, well, I think it's going to take – yeah, thank you, Orrin Steiger. I think it's going to take more dipping into the portal, more paying some of those players because I honestly think that's the difference in these close games between winning and losing. I think it is. You know, we didn't want to say like one or two guys is the difference, but maybe it is. Maybe if and again, you know what? A lot of football games are close, which is why I don't like the whole close thing. We lost close game. That works both ways. But like I said, there's no category for that. There's just wins and losses. Either win or you lose. And people really don't want to hear that after losses, especially because, you know, we saw the games. I mean, LSU really controlled that first game. You're trailing 16-3 at Troy at halftime. You know, you couldn't stop Haynes King in the second half. So I just think people don't want to hear that part of it. I mean, I think Dabo Swinney is still you know, one of the great coaches in America, and I think he's just a tremendous leader for this program. I do think that you might have to adjust some things, and maybe other change will have to be made. It certainly won't involve him. I mean, the nuttiness of the worst seasons this guy has are better than the best seasons anybody's had here since. Just think about that, Ramon. The worst seasons this dude has had are better than the best seasons anyone's had here since Danny Ford. You know, the worst seasons. So, and the worst seasons are like 10. You know? So you just got to remember where you come from a little bit in this conversation. But the rest of this stuff is fair game. It just is. And Clemson's got to play better. And everybody is a part of that organization, from players to coaches. They all have to be better. Because right now, you're not good enough to beat a good team. And this notion that, you know, if you're one play away and otherwise, you know, you'd be a national championship contender. Well, you're not. You're not. You're a lot more than one play away. You've got to get better in almost every year. Look, when your offense is essentially 121st, I mean, you're 108th in the standings, but there are 13 teams behind you that have only played two games. When your offense is essentially 121st in the nation in first down productions, you suck. I mean, I got newsflash. That sucks. There's no way to spin that to make that sound, you know, flavorful. It's not. It sucks. It's bitter tasting. It's all. You can't be 121st in first down production. This is how you win. Last year, Clemson couldn't get off the field with the run defense. But this is how you win. You win by controlling the games. You don't have any control when you're 121st in the nation in first down production. You have 47 first downs. Kent State, one of the worst teams in America, is 45. They're basically right where Clemson is. Kent State. They don't have a player. Since all their players a couple years ago left the program and went elsewhere, they don't have a player. They basically have the same amount of first downs as Clemson does on the season. You can't have that, obviously. That's a non-starter. All right, quick break. It's going to be all phone calls to wrap it up. So don't you guys move. Greg's been holding forever. It's Greg, Spurs Up, and Joe. You three are all coming up. You're all going to get on air, so do not move. And I will get to you as soon as we come back.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson community at greatsouthernhomes.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Welcome to the Road Rage. You know, Judge Judy pointing at her watch about Billy Napier in Florida. We didn't get to Robert with that, but he'll be calling back. But Bill, I don't think Florida's going to win those four games in a row, Ramona. Those four in a row that they were going to win, because since they lost the first one, I actually think they're going to lose them all. I think Billy Napier is dead man walking. I think that Baker knew every play he was going to run, and Napier's calling the offense. It's bad news. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, I have no idea how he's still employed. No idea. Luke Fickell, Wisconsin, probably in deep trouble. But Billy Napier, by the way, Ramona, on Saturday I wrote that Pryor, Virginia Tech, he lost to Old Dominion, Ramona. On Saturday I wrote that Pryor, Virginia Tech will be fired by the time Road Rage comes on air at 3. On Sunday, the next day, he got fired.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, one down, about 10 more to go. Actually, there are two down and about 10 more to go. Spurs up. Greg, excuse me. That would have been terrible. Greg's been on an hour. Greg, Spurs up in jail right now. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
I'm doing very well. Yeah, my dog's bladder's about to burst. She's been waiting 30 minutes for me to carry her out. Listen, I got three or four things, but they'll go quickly.
You're good.
I heard you singing Don't Worry Baby earlier. It reminded me of Willie Nelson's autobiography where he said his ex-wife liked to say, don't worry about anything because ain't nothing going to be all right. So that's kind of what we're living with right now.
It might be.
I wanted to bring you up to date on we completely scrapped the idea of turning the goalpost upside down.
Okay.
That was a very pedestrian suggestion. In fact, I'm surprised you didn't call me out on it. So I need you to do better again.
All right.
So what we're going to do is put it on like a rail and just have it go back and forth.
Moving. A moving target.
Yeah.
Now, a moving target. I sort of like this, Ramona. The goalpost for NFL kickers, now a moving target.
Moving target.
I got to admit, people would be, everyone would tune in. I know that.
Off the chain. Off the chain.
Yeah.
So we got the best of both worlds. The percentage of kicks go down. The excitement about the kicking game goes up.
Way up. Huh? Yeah. That's brilliant. Right. Yeah, that's absolute genius. That's inspired, Greg. Yes. Much better than turning the goalpost up and down. Yes. Moving goalposts, Ramona. I love that.
Yeah.
Because these guys are simply too good, Ramona. They just are.
Good.
You know, Ramona, at the end of the Cowboys-Giants game, dude kicks a 64-yard field goal to send it into overtime. And the kick would have been good by like 15 yards. I mean, we're moving to the wrong end of the field. The kickers are way too good. We have to do something.
And if they master that, then we just alter speeds like it doesn't go at a constant speed now. Yeah. But anyway.
Or we Tonya Harding them before every kick.
Okay.
You know, we got the guys who run out to get tees, Khaleesi. We'll have a guy run out and hit him in the shin with a wooden bat.
There you go. I take that, big boy.
Yeah. See what percentage you hit now, my man.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here. I've got underdog. Are you good with Herbert with more than 1.5 touchdown passes tonight?
Yes.
Okay, McConkey with more than 77 and a half receiving yards.
Yes. What's his? What's Herbert's yardage number?
I don't know.
Little secret, you know, little secret. When you think you have something like a quarterback receiver combo that works, play them both, you know, or play multiples because, and that works collegially too sometimes.
But I got to pick somebody from the other team.
Yeah, yeah, you got to add somebody from the other team.
Okay, that's where I was hoping for a little handoff right here.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay, well. I'll keep listening. If you get a chance, if you could shout that out, I'd appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Thank you, Greg. I love it, Ramona. Moving goalposts. I really do like that. I find that idea very entertaining, Ramona.
That is pretty fun.
It is.
Just move it.
Yes. Spurs up and then Joe to wrap up the day. Joe's going to tell us all about that Vandy thing. Spurs up. How are you, Spurs up?
Hey, Walt. 15-year listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, man.
Thank you, sir. Always love to get your perspective. I think you're one of the better evaluators of personnel and the game overall that I've ever known.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
But I just wanted to get your thoughts on the game Saturday. You know, I felt like the offense looked better, not great necessarily, but better, you know, minus the Sellers interception. But even at that point, when he was still in the game, I felt like we still had a really good shot. I felt like with Sellers in the game, Faison was very effective,
yep.
Even though he wasn't, you know, we didn't see him much in the first two games. But, you know, obviously, if they have to respect one running the football, they got to respect the other. So that you know, makes it more difficult on the defense. But Sellers goes out and Luke Doty. So, you know, admire his commitment, admire his loyalty to the university.
Yeah.
I think he'll probably be a great coach somewhere someday.
Yeah, he should be fourth on the depth chart.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah,
that confirms what I was thinking.
He, at best, he's a slot receiver and a loyal guy and a great guy to have on your team, but he cannot be your backup quarterback, especially when you paid up for your backup quarterback. So, you know, and even Woods, I think, has talent. So I don't understand why he was ever second on this depth chart. It's puzzling to me. Obviously, you want Sellers to be out there, but you've got two other talented backup quarterbacks, and you got to find out about those guys. It can't be Doty. You're not winning anything with Doty.
No, I agree. He's still petty with a little bit less talent.
That's right.
In my opinion. And so, you know, that being said, assuming the coaches are seeing the same thing you are, and let's just assume that Sellers is out against Missouri, who do you think should start, or do you think it should be Cutter and Air splitting? And going forward, you know, after Saturday, again, assuming Sellers doesn't start, do you see any way we get to 8-4?
Well, first of all,
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, Spurs up. Appreciate the call. You need to call more often. I think both Aaron Nolan and Cutter Woods can play. I think both guys can play. I don't know what South Carolina has seen in their camp that would have elevated Doty above those two guys. When I watched Nolan in brief moments at Ohio State, I mean, he's a strong-armed left-handed passer who can throw a football probably 70, 80 yards, and he has talent. And I think Cutter Woods, you know, I think the South Carolina people have compared him to Colt McCoy, and I sort of like that comparison. I think there's something to that. Well, that guy's got to be good enough to play ahead of Luke Doty. So, to me, both those guys can play, and I think the time to find out is now. I'm a little concerned with Mike Shula, all elements of Mike Shula. From a South Carolina standpoint, I think so far he has not helped Lenore Sellers one bit. I mean, I think he's taken a great talent and turning him into a pedestrian guy. That's worrisome to me. I don't I don't see any positives to Shula as yet. Maybe something will change, but I do think that when he's healthy, South Carolina has to turn Sellers loose. I thought going into this game, that was the only way you were going to win if Sellers was the best quarterback on the field. I don't think South Carolina really gave him that opportunity to be, and I'm puzzled by sort of this reining in of Sellers. I'm not sure what that's about. He can't be throwing, you know, 18 passes a game. My computer, if it was working, would tell me that it's 2025, if I could pull up that screen. Joe! Uh-oh, Joe.
How's it going, Rob?
Joe, how is it going, Joe?
Yeah. My voice is worse. Yeah. Here's the thing, Walt. It's a disaster. Season's over at 6-6.
Wait a minute. The other day you were all happy and you were going to walk the dog on Vanderbilt. Hey. Now it's the first words out of your mouth. You sound like you're...
Did you watch the same game I did?
We got
dominated at the line of scrimmage by Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt in year five.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So, 6-6. It's bad. It's bad. It's kind of like the North Carolina game, when Muschamp went up there. But I'm not saying fire him. Don't twist it. But it ain't good, man. It ain't good. It is what it is. I will say, I thought we had a shot when Sellers was on the field. I thought it was a dirty hit. And you can say it, spin it, whatever you want. It was a dirty hit. He got ejected, and I thought the rest were a disgrace. But at the end of the day, the best team won. You don't throw a guy out. You don't pause the game, then throw the guy out like that. I thought it was a disgrace, the refs. But, Vandy's going to go on and go 8-4, 7-5, and that'll be their Super Bowl for them. That'd be great.
Joe's still trying to get in his last digs at Vandy here, Ramona.
Hey, that's fine, Walt. But the bigger question is, that says more about us than them. What do we need to change as a program going forward? Because it's not acceptable. It's just not. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Wow. Joe was such a happy guy the last time we talked. He was like the happiest we ever heard him. Now that was like his most miserable. He's gone from most happy to most miserable. And all it took was getting killed by Vandy. Ramona, he thought they were going to walk the dog on Vandy. He thought they were going to crush Vandy. It didn't turn out. Vandy destroyed South Carolina, and Joe has not recovered. He can't. There are two things Joe can't accept, Ramona, as a South Carolina fan. He can't accept losing to Kentucky, and he can't accept losing to Vandy. Those are the two.
Yeah, those two things. I'm sure later there'll be somebody else.
Yeah, maybe. But those are the two that he just cannot accept losing to. And you sort of understand it because that's about the positional hierarchy in the SEC. But, look, Diego Pavia has not just beaten South Carolina. Diego Pavia has been doing this stuff. He's on a Fire All the Coaches tour. He beat Alabama. He beat Hugh Freeze twice. He beat him once in New Mexico State. He beat him once while at Vanderbilt. He almost beat Texas last year. And, I'm not saying this is happening, but we did know going in that this was the best Vandy team ever. We gave you the win total. We actually took the lower win total. Probably should have taken the higher for the better payout, but the lower win total was 4.5. Now, that was like a 177 price. That was a huge price, but we're already there. That's gonna ka-ching, ka-ching right away on our win totals. We need to take a look at those win totals. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't really had time to think about it, but maybe we'll take an early look at those. But look, from a South Carolina perspective, it was not what you wanted to see. The offensive line wasn't great. Although South Carolina was running the ball some with Faison, it's more been a pass protection thing. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're not throwing it. But they need to get Sellers more involved if he's healthy. And you can't run Doty out there again as a backup quarterback. If Sellers isn't available, it's got to be Aaron Nolan or Cutter Woods. And I would think in that order. All right, we're done. Stay tuned. Hitch and Pitch with Mike Vaughn. That's coming your way right now. Mike is going to take you through the world of high school football, and I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. Where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks,
the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local...